Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
我们看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Verses 7 and 8.
第七节第八节。
I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了哪日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered in thy presence,
主，我们在你面前聚集的时候，
we want to thank thee for always giving us opportunities.
我们感谢你常常把这样的机会赏给我们。
We thank thee for preparing us for thy imminent return.
我们感谢你，你叫我们预备你自己的回来。
We pray that thou will really speak to us by thy Spirit.
我们是希望借助你的灵把你旨意向我们说明。
And prepare each and every one of us for thy return.
好像每个人都预备好等你的回来。
We bow before thee, O Lord.
主，我们匍匐在你跟前。
Speak directly to each one of us.
你直接向我们每个人讲话。
That thou mayest be glorified.
但愿你得到荣耀。
We commit this time into your hand.
我把这个时间交在恩主的手中。
And trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work.
我们深信圣灵要做他自己的工。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God.For gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主早晨给我们有这样聚集的机会。
As I waited before the Lord for this time,
为了这些聚会，我在主面前等候的时候，
I was deeply impressed by the word of the Apostle Paul.
我就保罗这些话就深深地放在我里头。
Towards the end of his life,
在他生命到尽头的时候，
He is able.To have this shout of victory.
他一个得胜的呼喊就叫了出来。
It reminds me of the shout of our Lord Jesus.
那就提醒我，我们主他的呼喊。
At the end of his own life.
在他这个末了的时候。
On the cross.
在十字架上。
He shouted, "It is finished."
主大声叫人说成了。
What a triumph shout.
何等得胜的呼声。
And here you find his own servant.
然后我们最后看见他自己的仆人。
Made the same shout.
也同样在这里呼叫。
And it is because of the victory of Christ.
就是因为基督他的得胜。
And I do look to the Lord.
我这是仰望我的主。
That for every one of us,
每一个在座的弟兄姊妹，
we too may have this shout of victory.
我们同样有这个得胜的呼声。
Because our Lord has already overcome.
因为我们主是那位得胜的主。
We know that in this shout of victory, Paul mentioned all the aspects of our life.
保罗在最后得胜的复生，他就涵盖了他一切的生活。
So far as our Christian life is concerned,
从我们做基督徒前面来说，
there are three dimensions.
只有三个的方向。
First,
第一个，
our dimension is Godward.
我们是向着神的。
So he said, I have finished the faith.
所以他就说，我已经我说信的道已经守住了。
And our second dimension is towards ourselves.
第二个是向着我们自己的。
And he said, I have finished the race.
他说，当跑的路我跑尽了。
And the third dimension is towards the enemy.
第三个方向是对着仇敌的。
And he said, I have combated the good combat.
我说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
So hopefully by the grace of God,
但愿靠着主的恩典,
that we also may shout the shout of victory.
我们都能够有这样得胜的呼声将来呼叫出来。
For this morning, we would like to share together first on I have kept the faith.
今天我要交通的是所信的道我已经守住了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
As we look over the life of the Apostle Paul,
我们如果看保罗他的一生,
He was a most unusual person.
他是一个不寻常的人。
Because when he was young,
要当他年轻的时候,
He had a heart,
他有一颗心,
For God.
为着主有一颗心。
Even though he was mistaken,
虽然他是有不了解误解的地方，
Yet her heart before God was sincere.
但他对主的心是真诚的。
When he was a young man,
当他还年轻的时候，
He was educated in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷里头受教育，
Under the feet of Gamaliel.
在加玛列门下受教。
Gamaliel at that time was the most famous rabbi in Israel.
那加玛列那个时候是以色列中最有名的拉比。
And this young man sat at his feet.
那这个年轻人就坐在他的脚前。
While many young people were thinking of the world.
当其他年轻人在追求这个世界的时候。
And yet this young man sought after God.
但这个年轻人他是寻求神。
He became a Pharisee.
他就变成一个法利赛人。
Now when we talk about Pharisee,
当我们说到法利赛人的时候，
we usually have a sense of despise.
我们常常看不起他们。
Because the Lord said, Pharisees, you hypocrites.
因为主责备法利赛人说，你法利赛人是假冒为善的。
But this young man was different.
但这个年轻人不一样。
He was a real Pharisee.
他是一个真正的法利赛人。
He studied the word of God.
他是查考主的话。
He tried to keep every word of God.
他要遵守主话每一个句每一个字。
So far as her outward appearance was concerned.
从他外面来看。
He was almost blameless.
他是无可指责了。
And among his contemporary.
在他同岁的人的当中。
He was very zealous for his faith.
他对他所信的非常大发热心。
Though unfortunately, his faith was based upon the Jewish tradition.
但很可惜，他所信的是根据犹太的犹太教。
Now we must remember one thing.
但有一个事情我们要记得。
That during that time,
在那个时候，
the Jewish tradition was considered the best tradition in the world.
犹太人的传统可以说是那个时候的世界最好的传统。
Many Gentiles turn to that tradition.
很多的外邦人都要跪向这个传统的底下。
But unfortunately, it was the tradition of the fathers.
但是其实他们是一个祖先们 的遗传。
It was not a heavenly revelation anymore.
这不再是属天的启示了。
But here you find this unusual young man.
但你发觉这个不一样的年轻人。
To him he was sincere.
他是非常的真诚。
And he was most zealous for the tradition.
他对着这个遗传他是蛮有大发热心。
And according to the tradition, Jewish tradition of that time,
根据犹太人那个时候的传统，
they considered Jesus as an imposter.
他感觉这个主耶稣是个背叛的人。
And therefore needed to be persecuted.
所以是需要来迫害他的。
So this young man Saul,
所以这个年轻的扫罗，
he was most zealous in persecuting the believers of our Lord Jesus.
所以对信奉耶稣基督的人，他迫害他是大发热心。
So far as he was concerned,
对他自己来说，
he considered himself as serving God.
他认为说他在服侍神，
not knowing that he was actually doing the opposite.
他不知道他刚好做了相反的事。
But God looks upon the heart.
但主是看人的内心。
God knew this young man was sincere.
他知道这个年轻人他心里头是真诚的。
He allowed him to go as far as possible.
他就让他又走多远，让他走多远。
And yet, the cord of love was drawing him.
但是那个爱的呼召把他召过来。
So you find that on the road to Damascus.
所以你知道，当他往大马色的路上的时候，
he received the documents from the Jewish authority.
他从犹太人的权柄的人手上拿了文书。
To go to Damascus, a foreign city.
到大马色就是那个外邦人的城。
Try to seize those who are believers of Christ.
要找那些信主、信奉主耶稣的人。
To bring them to Jerusalem to be judged.
然后把他们抓到耶路撒冷去受审。
God allowed him to go as far as possible.
主就让他要走远，就让他一直往前走。
And then you find before he arrived at Damascus.
但你知道，当他快要到大马色的时候，
On noon day,
就在那天的正午，
suddenly a light from heaven shone upon him.
天上有大光照在他身上。
He fell from his horse.
他就从他马上被打倒下来了。
He put prostrate on the ground.
他在地上就俯伏下来。
And then he heard a voice.
他听到一个声音。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the goad.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It was not an angry voice.
这不是一个生气发怒的声音。
It was a voice full of sympathy.
这是一个满了同情的声音。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗啊，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢？
You don't know what you are doing.
你不知道你在做什么。
Because you are kicking the goad.
你在用脚来踢刺。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹，
you know, in the old days,
你知道在那个古时，
when the farmers was plowing,
当那个农夫在耕地的时候，
he usually used an animal,
他就用一个牲口来耕地，
and the animal has its own wild thoughts,
那个牲口总有他自己很狂野的思想。
Even though the animal was under the plow,
虽然这个牲口它是背着那个犁，
and yet it has its own idea.
它有它自己的想法的。
So when he was plowing,
当他在这个耕地犁田的时候，
when it is attracted by the things aside,
当旁边有人来搞扰他，
it will go its own way.
它要走自己的路了，
instead of the master's way.
那不要走这主人要他走的路。
And now if this is the case, the master cannot plow the field straight.
如果这样的话，那个主人就不能够犁田犁的直了。
So the master usually have in his hand something sharp.
那所以主人手里头就拿一个很尖的东西。
It is called the goad.
那就是刺。
And he will use the goad to touch the foot.Of the animal.
他用这个刺啊来碰一下那个牲口的脚。
Now of course the master did not want to hurt the animal.
那个主人没有一个意思说要他这个牲口受伤。
He just want to remind the animal.
他要提醒他。
That you are not your own master.
你不是主人。
You have a master.
你有一位主的。
But the wild animal did not understand at first.
那刚开始的时候这个牲口他不懂。
So he will kick against the goad.
所以他用脚踢那个刺。
Now if he kicks against the goad,
如果他用脚踢回去的话,
it is really hurt.
那就很痛了。
So after a few times, it begins to learn the lesson.
他踢了几次以后,他学乖了。
Knowing that he has a master.
他就学会了,他有个主在哪里。
He learned to follow the master's mind.
他就跟随主人的心思。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do you know when we come into this world?
你知道当我们来到这个世界,
God sent us to this world with a mission.
主把我们带到世界里头有一个使命的。
Nobody comes into the world without that mission.
每一个到世界上的人都有那个使命。
God sent us into this world.
主把我们带到世界里头来。
To do His work.
来做他的工。
Not to do our own work.
不是做你自己的工。
We have a master.
我们有一位主。
God is our master.
主 我们的主就是我们的主人。
And He wants to use us for His own purpose.
主要使用我们来成全他的旨意。
That the testimony of Jesus might be accomplished.
好叫基督耶稣的见证能够得到完全。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们还没有信主以前,
we were as wild animals.
我们做个野生的牲口一样。
We thought we are our own masters.
我们认为说我们自己主宰我们自己。
We wanted to do our own will.
我们要照我们自己的旨意来过生活。
To accomplish our own purpose.
要成就我们自己的目标。
But by the grace of God,
但靠着主的恩典,
He tried to remind each and every one of us.
他要提醒我们每一位,
This is not the fact.
绝不是事实。
The fact that you are sent into this world to do God's will.
你被差到世界来, 是要做神, 完成神的旨意。
Now what a glorious commission that is.
就是何等荣耀的托付使命。
But unfortunately, we don't understand.
但可惜我们都不知道。
And therefore, we try to do our own things.
所以我们就做自己的事了。
And in order to remind us,
所以主为了要提醒我们,
that we have a master.
他要提醒我们说有位主人在这里。
Now that's what happened to every one of us.
这是我们每个人的经历。
God will send some things towards us.
神就差派一些事情在我们的当中。
Some environments will come upon us.
有些环境就临到我们了。
Maybe some unhappy things would happen.
有的叫你很不愉快的事情就发生了。
Not according to our own will.
不照着我们自己的想法。
God was reminding us that we have a master.
主来提醒我们说我们有一位主人。
But we did not understand.
但我们不明白。
We kicked against the God.
我们用脚来踢这个刺。
Now how many times have we kicked against the God?
我们踢这个刺踢了多少次呢?
Before we realize.
一直到一天我们明白了。
It was only hurting ourselves.
那只叫我们自己受痛苦受伤。
How we need to yield ourselves to God.
我们要把自己降服在主的面前。
Because He sent us into this world for a certain reason.
因为他把我们差派到世界里头是为了那个特别的目的的。
So God was reminding this young man Saul.
所以主在这里提醒扫罗,
You are not your own.
你不是你自己,
You are mine.
你是属于我的,
You are supposed to do my work.
你要做我的工,
You better obey.
你最好你要顺服。
And thank God.
那感谢主。
This young man was sincere.
这个年轻人他是充满了真诚。
So he realized that he has a master.
所以他知道他有一位主人。
He yielded himself completely to God.
他完全把自己降服在主的面前。
You know, before that he knew what he was going to do.
在这以前他知道他该怎么做的。
He was a natural leader.
他实在是个领袖。
But from there on,
从那个时候开始,
you remember what he said to the Lord?
你还记得他对主怎么说吗?
What shall I do?
主啊, 我该做什么?
I'm at your command.
我现在要等你来吩咐了。
Now I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do.
现在你要我做什么, 我就跟着你的指示来做什么。
So that was the beginning of the life of the Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗他的生命的开始。
You remember after he believed in the Lord Jesus,
你也知道, 当他相信主以后,
instead of going to Jerusalem, he went to Arabia.
所以他没有到耶路撒冷以前, 他到亚拉伯的旷野。
Before he consulted with anybody else,
在他还没有问其他人意见以前,
he went to Arabia to be before the Lord.
他在亚拉伯旷野里头来要遇见我们的主。
He wanted to read the Word of God.
他要好好再读圣经。
As a Pharisee, he was acquainted with God's Word.
从一个法利赛人来说, 神的话对他来说太熟了。
But he didn't have the heavenly light. He misread the Bible. So he went to Arabia to reread the Bible. When he came back from Arabia to Damascus, he was able to tell the people that Jesus is not only the Son of God,
主耶稣基督不单是神的儿子,
he is also the Christ.
他还是基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
here you find this young man.
你就看见这个年轻人,
how he was serious about following the Lord.
他是对跟随主的事情上, 他是多么的认真。
But his way as a Christian was not a rosy way.
但是他要做基督徒这个路不是一个很通达很直的路。
You remember that after 3 years,
别记得过了三年,
he went to Jerusalem.
他到了耶路撒冷。
He wanted to seek the fellowship of the fellow believers.
他要跟那些弟兄姊妹一同有交通。
But even after 3 years,
就是过了三年,
people in Jerusalem still remember him.
连耶路撒冷的人还认得他,
that he was the persecutor.
谁就是迫害他的人,
so all the Christians avoided him.
所有基督徒都防备他了,
wouldn't have any fellowship with him.
不愿意跟他有任何的交通。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
if this should happen to you,
如果这发生在你身上,
what will be your reaction?
你的反应会是什么?
Probably you will say, well, if they don't want me, I don't want them anymore.
所以你会说, 他们不要我, 我也不要他们。
But not so with this young man.
但这个年轻人不一样。
He was humble enough to seek for fellowship.
他是谦卑地来寻求交通。
Until finally, you know, Barnabas took him.
最后巴拿巴就接纳了他。
And led him to Simon Peter.
然后把他带到西门彼得那里。
But this young man was too hot.
但是这个年轻人他太热了。
While he was in Jerusalem with the other believers,
当他在耶路撒冷跟其他信徒人在一起,
he continued to argue with those Gentiles,
他就跟那外邦人在哪里辩论,
trying to bring them to Christ.
把他们要带到基督哪里。
So finally, you find the church in Jerusalem had to send him away.
连耶路撒冷教会最后要把他送走了。
Because he was too hot.
因为他太热了,
so send him back to Tarsus.
就把他送回去大蜀。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
if this should happen to you,
如果这样也发生在你身上,
what will be your reaction?
你的反应又是什么?
Not this young man.
不是这个年轻人。
He was not disappointed.
他不会失望。
He was willing to be sent away.
他是甘心情愿的给人家把他送走。
And there in Tarsus, he was still learning to serve the Lord.
在大蜀,
until you remember how Barnabas found him.
直到巴拿巴再把他找回来。
And Barnabas took him to Antioch.
然后巴拿巴把他带到安提阿。
But when you read,
所以当你读的时候,
the book of Acts,
你读到《使徒行传》,
you see there were five teachers and prophets serving together in the church in Antioch.
你就知道在安提阿教会里头有五个人在这里一同服侍的。
But when you read the name of these five persons,
当你读到这五个人的名字的时候,
what did you find?
你发觉什么?
In chapter 13 of the book of Acts,
在使徒行传13章,
in the first verse,
第一节,
now there were in Antioch in the assembly which was their prophets and teachers, Barnabas a Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius the Cyrenians, and Manion, foster brother of Herod the Tetrarch, and saw.
第一节，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，这是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面古利奈人路求与分封之王西律同样的马念并扫罗。
You find among the five prophets and teachers teaching there in Antioch.
你知道在安提阿教会里头有五位的先知和教师。
Saul was listed the last.
扫罗被排在最末后一个。
Now, as a young man, what do you feel?
如果你是年轻人，你会怎么想？
If you are serving with your other brothers,
如果你跟弟兄们一起服侍，
and you are listed last,
把你放在最末后，
Now, what will be your reaction?
你有什么反应？
Probably you will be very unsatisfied.
你就很不满意。
Because Saul was zealous.
因为他是不，扫罗是大有热心的。
And yet he was listed at the last.
但居然把他放在最末后一个。
In other words,
换句话说，
from the beginning of his ministry, he learned to be humble.
从他刚开始服侍的时候，他就学懂了谦卑。
And even after the Holy Spirit separated Barnabas and Saul.
当圣灵把巴拉巴跟扫罗分开的时候，
when they went for that international ministry.
当他在对外布道的时候，
The Bible tells us it was Barnabas and Saul.
那圣经说是巴拿巴与扫罗。
In other words, Barnabas led the way.
意思就是说巴拿巴是做领头的。
Saul was accompanying him.
那扫罗是跟着他的。
But this young man was willing.
但是年轻人他是愿意这样跟随的。
He learned his lesson to be obedient.
他学一个顺服的功课。
You know the story.
你知道这个故事的。
How John couldn't take it.
那个称为马可的约翰马可他接受不来了。
Because when Barnabas was leading,
当巴拿巴在带的时候，
John followed.
那约翰马可约翰就跟随了。
But when God began,to change the order.
但主把那个次序倒过来的时候，
because in chapter 13 verse 13,
十三章十三节，
and having sailed from Pathos, Paul and his company came to Perga of Pamphylia.
保罗和他同人从波夫开船来到庞菲利亚的别家，约翰就
and John separated from them and returned to Jerusalem.
约翰就离开他们回到耶路撒冷去。
You find that when God began to use Paul, Saul, more than Barnabas,
当你发觉神用扫罗比巴拿巴更多的时候，
and God made Paul the leader of the group,
当神用保罗作为这个队里头的领头的时候，
John couldn't stand it.
约翰他受不住了。
He couldn't stand that his cousinbecame the second one.
他不敢不要他自己的表哥成为第二位。
So he left and returned to Jerusalem.
所以他就离开回到耶路撒冷去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
while you are serving the Lord,
当你来服侍主的时候，
there is a basic lesson you have to learn.
有个最基本的我们要学会的。
You have to learn how to submit yourselfto your brothers or sisters.
你要学习服从你亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Some people couldn't stand it.
很多人不愿意接受这一个。
But this young man, he was willing for the truth, for the faith's sake, to stand it.
但是这位年轻人为了真理的缘故，他是愿意来做这个学习。
Whether he was the subordinate or he was the leader,
不管他是作为跟随的还作为一个领导的，
he learned to be faithful to the Lord.
他要在主面前学习忠心。
And you all know the story in Acts chapter 15.
在使徒行传十五章的故事我们都很清楚了。
How some people from JerusalemFrom James came to Antioch.
有些人从雅各哪里来到安提阿。
They were the Judaizers.
他们都是犹太人。
Even though they have believed in the Lord Jesus.
虽然他们信主了。
And yet they still insisted on the Jewish tradition.
他还要遵守犹太人所有的遗传。
So they came and told the brothers and sisters in Antioch.
所以他来到安提阿就告诉那些弟兄姊妹。
You need to be circumcised.
你必须要受割礼。
In other words,
换句话说，
you need to be a Jewish
你要成为一个犹太人。
If you want to be a Christian，
如果你要成为基督徒的话，你要变成犹太人才可以。
But this is not according to the truth，
但绝不是真理。
So you find how Paul resisted that，
你就看到保罗怎么来拒绝他们。
And how he went to Jerusalem，
然后他到耶路撒冷去。
To see the apostles and the elders there，
来看见使徒和长老。
To clear up this misunderstanding，
把这些误解都要把它解决了。
In other words，
换句话说，
he was faithful to the truth， to his faith，
他是所信的道，他是要忠心。
And then you find throughout the life of Paul，
你看见保罗他的一生，
how he was constantly persecuted by those Jedi，
也是外邦人怎么一直不停地迫害他。
He was persecuted by the Gentiles，
他外邦人来迫害他。
He was persecuted by the Roman Empire，
那罗马人的罗马政府也迫害他。
How throughout his ministry he suffered，
所有他在服事里头所受的苦。
Even those churches that he had established in the beginning，
就是那些刚开始的时候他所建立的那些教会，
How they rejected him，
他最后都来反对他。
And whatever happened to him，
所有发生在他生命里头的事情，
You find he was faithful to the faith，
他是所信的，他也是忠心。
If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and chapter 11，
你要读到哥林多后书第六章跟十一章，
You find how he suffered for his faith，
他为了他所信的，他受了多少的苦。
But he was not disappointed，
他从来不失望。
He was faithful to the very end，
他一直忠心到底。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，
And here you find towards the end of his life，
你在这里看到在他生命到尽头的时候，
He can declare，
他能这样宣告，
That I have kept the faith，
所信的道我守住了。
And we all know how he was martyred because of his faith，
我们知道为了他所信的道他是怎么寻道的。
Now brothers and sisters，
那弟兄姊妹，
We need to remember，
我们要记住，
There is a difference between one faith and the faith，
拿信跟一个信是有点不同的。
If you turn to Ephesians chapter 4，
如果你看到以弗所书第四章
verse 5，
第五节，
One faith, one baptism，
一信一洗，第五节，
And verse 13，
十三节，
Until we all arrive at the unity of the faithand of the knowledge of the Son of God, as a full grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ，
只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满了基督长成的身量。
Here you find verse 5， one faith，
在第五节说一信，
That's in the unity of the Spirit，
那在圣灵里头所给的合一。
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹，
All who have believed in the Lord Jesus，
凡是信主耶稣基督的人，
We have the unity of the Spirit，
我们在圣灵里头是合一的。
And what is the unity of the Spirit？
在圣灵里头合一是什么呢？
The unity of the Spirit is the unity of God，
那圣灵里头合一就在神里头的合一。
Because there it is said in verse 4，
就在第四节说，
There is one bodyAnd one spirit, as ye have also been called to one hope of your calling。
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
In other words，
换句话说，
We who have believed in the Lord Jesus，
我们信主耶稣基督的人，
We have one spirit，
我们有一个圣灵。
That is the indwelled Holy Spirit，
就是我们内住的圣灵。
He is one who tried to make us the body of Christ，
要把我们做成基督的身体。
And he is the hope of our calling，
这是我们蒙召同一个指望。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹，
We who believe in the Lord Jesus，
我们相信主耶稣基督的人，
Even though we believe in the Lord one by one，
虽然我们一个一个人来相信主，
Nobody can believe for you，
没有一个人代替人来，你来信主的。
You have to believe yourself，
你必须自己来信。
And yet，
但是，
In one spirit,
在一个圣灵里头,
we have been baptized into one body.
我们被证成一个身体,
this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作,
and it is the hope of our calling.
也就是我们荣耀的盼望。
Now, what is the hope of our calling?
那我们蒙召的指望是什么?
According to Ephesians 4,
在以弗所书第四章,
our calling is to be the body of Christ.
我们的呼召是做基督的身体。
We are not called to be individual Christians.
我们不是被蒙召做一个单独的基督徒的。
Even though we are individually called,
虽然我们是单独的蒙召,
but we are called together to be the body of Christ.
他们蒙召一起来做基督的身体。
Now, what is the future, the hope of the body of Christ?
那对基督身体将来的盼望是什么?
To be the bride of Christ.
成为基督的心腹。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
And then you find,
然后你看到,
one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一信一主一信一喜,
so far as the second person of the Godhead is concerned,
这像基督这第二个人来这方面来说,
we have one Lord,
一位主,
one faith,
一个信,
and one baptism.
然后一个喜,
the one faith here,
一信这里是意思,
refers to the confession of Peter,
就好像彼得所说的他的悔改,
when he confessed Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
那就是彼得的宣告说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we cannot be saved,
我们不能得救,
until we confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
直到有一天我们承认说, 我们为主是基督, 是神的儿子。
So far as his person is concerned, he is the Son of God.
从他的身位来说, 他是神的儿子。
So far as his ministry is concerned, he is the Christ.
从他执事来说, 他是基督。
And this is our one faith.
这是我们同一个相信的。
One Lord, our Lord Jesus.
一位主, 就是我们主耶稣基督。
And one baptism.
一个洗,
we are baptized unto Christ Jesus.
我们都被浸在基督耶稣里。
And then we are all one in the Father.
然后我们都成为有一位父。
And one God and Father of all.
一神就是众人的父。
Who is over all and through all and in us all.
就是众人的父, 超乎众人之上, 冠乎众人之中, 也住在众人之内。
So far as one faith is concerned,
所以一信是怎么领会呢?
This is our initial faith.
这是我们刚开始的时候的信。
We have the seven oneness in the Godhead.
我们在基督那座头的里头, 有七个的一在这里。
But that doesn't mean that we see the same truth.
不是说我们对 真理的看法, 那就一致了。
Or we have the same experience of Christ Jesus.
我们对基督的领会也不一样。
We find that among Christians,
在基督徒里头,
there are different understanding of the truth, the faith.
他对所信的真理有不同的理解。
And there are different experience of Christ.
那对基督有不同的经历。
Now what should we do?
那该怎么办呢?
With all these differences,
在那些很多不同的里头,
basically, we are one.
基本上说我们是一,
but now we find we have different understanding of the Word of God.
但对主的话, 我们有不同的理解,
and we have different experiences of Christ.
对基督我有不同的经历,
will all these divide us?
那结果会叫我们分开吗?
No.
不,
these are the opportunities for us to fellowship. In spite of all the differences,
在这一切不同的里头,
basically we are the same.
基本上我们是一样的,
we are brothers and sisters.
我们都是弟兄,
so we should continue to fellowship with one another.
我们要跟每一个人, 我们有继续有交通。
You can share with me how you look at the Word of God.
你可以跟我分享你怎么读主的话, 你的领会主的话。
You can share with me your experience in Christ Jesus.
你可以来跟我交通, 你怎么经历这位主。
And I can do the same with you.
我也同样把我的来跟你分享。
As we continue to fellowship,
当我们一直在这些交通的时候,
the wonderful thing happened.
有个奇妙的事情要发生的。
Until We all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们众人在真度上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
How can we?
我们怎么可以?
Understand the word of God the same.
怎么可以对主的话是同一个理解呢?
How can we look at the truth as the same?
我们怎么会对真理的理解是完全一致的呢?
Continue to fellowship.
你继续来交通啊。
Nobody insists.
没有人要坚持,
Nobody refused.
没有人拒绝,
we are all humble enough to learn from one another.
我们要谦卑地从别人身上来学习,
continue to love one another.
继续地来爱你的弟兄,
eventually,
最后,
we will understand the same.
我们就能够一同地认识,
and also,
同样的,
we will experience Christ the same.
我们来经历基督也是一样。Let
me tell you an experience of mine.
我把我自己的经历来告诉你。I
was once invited to Peru.
有一次人家请我到秘鲁去。To
visit a couple missionary.
来看望一对算教士。Now
if you're old enough, probably you can remember.
如果你年纪够大的话,
there are five missionaries murdered in South America.
在南美里头有五个宣教士是给杀了。And
this couple, the man was a brother of one of the martyrs.
那其中我认识这个是寻道里头的其中的一位弟兄。They
loved the Lord.
他们爱主。
They spent half a year in a boat.
他有半年时间坐在一个船上,
traveling along the Amazon River.
顺着阿马逊河在哪里一直游,
and visiting all the villages.
然后访问那些村庄,
and half a year they lived on the truck.
然后另外半年他就住在一个茅屋里头。
They travel over the high mountains of Peru.
他开了卡车就爬那个秘鲁的山,
and visited all the villages.
又看望那些的村庄。
So some brother invited me to visit them.
有弟兄就要我去看望他们。
I had to fly in because where they live, there's no road. There was no road.
我要去看他们, 还要坐个小飞机, 因为他住的地方根本没有路的。
So I traveled with them on the Amazon River and also among the mountains.
然后我就跟着他们游亚马逊河, 还要跑那个山路。
And I was going to leave the next day.
在那时候, 明天我就要离开他们了。
And they have a local, they have a general conference.
那个时候他们有一个退休会，一个特会。
So the natives would come out of the jungles.
那所有在森林里头那些土人都出来了。And
they were to have a conference.
然后在哪里有个特会。
And they asked me to speak that night.
那个晚上他们要我来讲道,
because I was leaving the next day.
因为明天我就离开他们要走了。
Now before the meeting,
在聚会以前,
an Englishman, a fellow missionary, came from the next village.
从另外村子来了一个英国人, 他也是宣教士。
And he was to have supper with us.
他跟我一同吃晚饭。
Now before the supper,
在吃晚饭以前,
he tried to examine my faith.
他要来考察我的信心。
Now, I knew something about so-called exclusive brethren.
我对那些所谓关闭的弟兄们, 我是有点认识的。
I knew what they believed, what they did not believe.
我知道他们信什么, 也不相信什么。
But he was trying to find out what is my faith.
他要看我到底我所信的是什么。
So he began to ask me questions after questions.
他一个一个的问题不停来问我。
I know that he was going to ask me certain questions.
我知道他要问我一些问题的。
But he first asked me some general ones.
他先问我一些很一般的问题。
So I was very careful in answering him.
我很小心地回答他。
And finally it came out.
最后呢问题来了。
He said, do you believe in rapture?
他问我说, 你相信被提吗?
I say I do.
我说我信。
He was not satisfied.
实际上他不满足的。
He said once or more than once.
一次被提呢，还是多次被提？
Now I know the exclusive brethren believe in once.
我知道关闭弟兄们他只相信一次的被提。
But unfortunately, I differ.
但是很可惜，我不同意这个看法。
So I tried to tell him, well, we will all be raptured.
然后我就跟他说，我每个人都要被提的。He
was not satisfied.
这样的答案他不满意。
He said once or more than once.
他说，你告诉我是一次呢，还是多次的？
So I told him.
然后我就告诉他。
I said, unfortunately, I believe in more than once.
我很可惜，我是相信超过一次的被提。
You know what he said?
你知道他怎么说？
He said, you don't believe the Bible.
他说，你不相信圣经。
I say, brother, I believe the Bible just as you are.
我弟兄啊，我相信主的话跟你一样的。
But unfortunately, we differ in our interpretation.
但是我们对圣经的理解是不同。
This is the way I feel today.
这是我今天我的感觉。
I'm open.
但我是公开的。
If the Lord shall show me otherwise, I'm willing to change.
如果主从另给我新的看见，我是愿意改变的。
He said, you don't believe the Bible.
他再说你不信圣经。
So no matter what he say, what I say, he said, you don't believe the Bible.
不管我讲什么，他就讲了评语，你不相信圣经。
So after supper, we were walking to the meeting place.
那所以吃完晚饭，我们一起去聚会厅。
And he walked by my side.
他走在我旁边。
He said, if you speak, I won't speak.
如果你讲到，我就不讲了。
Now what should I do?
那我该怎么办？
I'm leaving the next day.
明天我就走了。
He is a missionary at the next village.
他在旁边一个村子里头当宣教士的。
So I told the brother who invited me.
我对那个邀请我的弟兄说，
I'm not going to speak.
晚上我不讲道了。
And the next day,
第二天，
when before I left,
我要离开的时候，
the natives came.
那些土人就跑来了。
They want to know why I did not speak.
他就问我说，为什么昨天晚上我不讲？
Now, brothers and sisters,
来弟兄姊妹，
if we take that kind of attitude,
如果我们接受这样的一个态度，
we will be divided.
我们就会被分开了。
But if we are willing to fellowship in love,
但是如果我们在爱里头愿意有交通的话，
gradually, God will make us one.
主慢慢地就把我们合为一。
And we will arrive at the unity of the faith.
然后我们就在哪信上合为一。
So it is from one faith to the faith.
从一个信到那个信。
And the secret is fellowship.
那个秘诀是交通。
Finally, I would like to share with you something about our dear brother Watchman Nee.
最后我要跟你们讲一点尼托生弟兄的故事。
Just for the young people especially.
特别为了在座的年轻人。
Brother Nee came from a so-called Christian family.
尼弟兄从一个所谓的基督教家庭里头出来。
But his parents were not saved.
但他的父母没有得救。
Neither was he.
他的妈妈也没有得救。
He was a very,
他也没有得救。
He was a very brilliant student.
他是个很聪明的学生。
While he was as a student,
当他是个学生的时候,
he already wrote articles, sent to newspaper, got money, and so forth.
那个时候他已经投稿在报纸上, 拿到稿费, 做他的生活了。
After his mother was saved,
当他妈妈得救以后，
I knew his mother very well.
我很知道他的母亲。
She treated me as if I was one of his sons.
他看我好像他自己的儿子一样。
He punished Watchman Nee once unrighteously.
有一次他惩罚尼弟兄是不合理的，不公义的。
So Watchman hated his mother.
所以尼弟兄很恨他的母亲。
After his mother got saved,
当尼弟兄的妈妈得救以后，
she wanted to have a family devotion.
她希望在家庭里头有一个家庭的祭坛。
So she got some hymn book.
所以她拿一些诗歌来。
And she got to gather the family one evening.
那有个晚上把家里所有的成员都叫过来,
she went to the piano trying to play a hymn.
所以她在钢琴上头就要弹一首诗歌,
the Holy Spirit began to work in her.
那圣灵就在尼波姆心里头做工了,
the Holy Spirit said, confess your sin to your son.
对你的儿子承认你的罪。
Now this was never done in China before.
在中国是不可能发生的事。
No matter how wrong the parents may be, they are always right.
不管这父母有多错, 他还是对的。
So of course,
所以,
Mother Ni struggled.
所以尼伯母这里头很挣扎。
But finally, the spirit overcame.
最后圣灵得胜了。
So she got up, went to her son.
所以, 尼伯母就起来到他儿子那里,
embrace him and said, forgive me.
对尼伯母说, 儿子, 你原谅我。
That touched Brother Nee very deeply.
接着摸着尼伯母的深处。
So when he was invited to hear Dr. Dora Yu,
所以当他被邀请到于姊妹那里的时候,
he went.
他去了。
On the first night, he knew Jesus is the Savior of the world.
第一晚上他就知道主耶稣是他的救主。
That he should believe in him.
他要相信他。
But he couldn't.
但是他不行。
Why?
为什么?
Because he knew, if I believe in Jesus as my Savior,
如果他接受主耶稣做他救主的话,
I must yield my life to him as my Lord.
我要把我生命来给他, 他承认他是我的主人。
This he couldn't do.
这个是他不能做的,
because he has his plan already planned out.
因为他为了他自己已经有一个的计划,
he couldn't give up his own future.
他为了他自己的前途, 他不能够放弃的。
He struggled for a few days.
他为了这个挣扎了好几天。
I heard him say it.
我听见他跟我说,
he struggled for a few days.
他挣扎几天以后,
and one day as he was praying in his room,
有一天他在他自己房间祷告,
the Lord showed him,
主给他看见,
the blackness of his sins,
他罪是何等的黑,
and also the redness of the blood of Christ,
又看到那个血是何等的红,
and the love of God so overwhelmed him,
主的爱就大大的充满他,
that he yielded himself to the Lord.
他把自己做降服在主的跟随。
So when he believed in the Lord Jesus,
说当他信主耶稣以后,
not only as his Savior,
不但他是他的救主,
but at the same time,
同样的,
as his Lord,
就是他的主。
God began to work among the students,
主在学生当中来工作,
and there were five people who were responsible for all the meetings.
有五个人是为了聚会来负责任的。
And usually on Friday night, they met together.
每个礼拜五晚上他们就一起来聚集。
To talk about the things that they would do.
就谈到他们要做什么事情。
But unfortunately,
这很可惜的,
Brother Lee found that he was always at odds with one brother.
他发觉他跟一个弟兄总是常常是不对的。
And that brother was 5 years older than he was.
那个弟兄比他年长五岁。
So usually, after their arguments,
每次他们要争论的时候,
on Saturday,
礼拜六,
he would go to see Miss Barber,
他就去看活受恩教室,
to complain before Miss Barber.
就在活教师面前来投诉那个弟兄。
And you know what Miss Barber told him?
你知道我受恩教师怎么跟你弟兄讲呢?
He said, the young obey the old.
他说你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
Brother Lee couldn't take this.
你弟兄不能接受。
Is it because he's 5 years older, I have to listen to him?
就是因为他比我大五岁, 我就听他的。
One day, he argued with the brother again.
有一次他跟这个弟兄再吵起来,
and he was 100% sure he was right.
他100%相信他是对的了。
So on Saturday he went to see Miss Barber.
所以礼拜六又去看活受恩教室。
He said, now Miss Barber must agree with me.
这次活教士一定是站在我这边了。
And Miss Barber told him, the young obey the old.
没想到活教才说你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
She was so exasperated.
她非常的 不高兴。
And once,
马上
this older brother
这个年比他大的弟兄
went to Shanghai.
他到上海
and met Mr. Woodbury.
就去看了一个弟兄叫 Woodbury.
And Woodbury told him,
那个 Woodbury 那个弟兄跟他说
You young brothers trying to preach the gospel.
你们弟兄们要传福音
You have to be ordained.
你必须要被安立的。
So this older brother came back and told the brothers, we need to be ordained.
他就回来跟说弟兄们说我们都需要被安立。
Mr. Woodbury will come from Shanghai to ordain us.
那他就从上海来安立我们。
And of course, Brother Nee, because of the truth.
那你弟兄因为真理的缘故。
He said, no.
他说不。
You don't need human ordination.
你不需要人来设立你什么。
You need Divine ordination.
你要那个从天上来的安例。
And they agree with each other.
他们彼此就
disagree with each other.
他们就彼此不能够同意对方了。
And when Brother Lee went out to preach the gospel,
当尼弟兄在外头传福音的时候
he came back.
他回来。
And he was excommunicated.
他就
开除
了。他给开除了。
Some brothers.You know, they are all young people.
他们都年轻人。
Some brothers couldn't take it.
有些弟兄们接受不来了。
They want to beat the older brother.
他要去打那个比他大的弟兄。
But Brother Nee said no.
那你弟兄说不可以。
He retreated.
他就退出来。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
He learned his lesson.
他学他的功课。
When he was young.
当他年轻的时候。
So I heard him.
我听见他。
He said, it is because of this.
就是因为这个缘故。
How he learned to bear the cross when he was young.
从年少的时候他就学会背十字架。
Now he was able to work together with all these brothers.
他就能够跟所有的弟兄们一起来同工。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
I knew my brother very well.
我认识你弟兄非常的认识他。
How often he was misunderstood.
他被误会了多少次啊?
But he never tried to clear up himself.
他从来不为自己来辩解什么。
And as you all know,
你们每个人都知道的。
How he was imprisoned for 20 years.
他怎么被关在监牢里头20年。
When he died,
当他死的时候,
they discover under the pillow there was a note.
在他所睡的枕头底下有个小纸头。
He wrote himself.
他自己写的。
In his trembling hands, he wrote.
用他已经发抖的手，他这样写下来。
If I can remember correctly,
如果我记得清楚的话。
He said,
他这样说。
God sent his son into this world.
神差他儿子到世上来。
To be the savior.
来成为救主。
This is the greatest fact in the universe.
这是宇宙里头最伟大的事实。
I die believing in him.
我因为信这个我死。
This is kept the faith.
这是守住他所信的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Here you find this faithful servant Paul.
你要看到这神忠心的仆人保罗
Towards the end of his life,
在他生命末了的时候
He can declare, I have kept the faith.
他能够这样宣告说我所信的道我已经守住了
May this be our declaration.
我真希望这同样是我们的宣告。
That we may all declare, I have kept the faith.
我们都能够宣告说，所信的道我已经守住了。
And of course,
当然
it is only by the grace of God.
只有主的恩典才能够达成的。
So may the Lord encourage us.
但愿主激励我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
As we are thinking of the closeness, nearness of the coming of the Lord.
当我们主回来的日子是那么迫近的时候,
we do not know whether it will be today or tomorrow or some other day.
我不知道或许今天或许明天或许就是有一天,
but may we be ready to declare.
但我们都准备好向主将来宣告说,
I have kept the faith.
所信的道我守住了。
May God bless you.
主祝福我们。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here this morning,
主我们今天早晨聚在你面前,
it is the deep desire of our hearts,
我们心里头有个很深的渴慕,
that we may, as thy servant Paul,
就好像你的仆人保罗一样,
we may declare that we have kept the faith.
我们能够宣告说所信的道我们守住了。
We know that it is only by thy grace.
我们知道唯有靠着你的恩典。
But thank you because thy grace is sufficient for us.
感谢主你给我们总是够用的恩典。
We cast ourselves upon thee.
我们把自己再投身在你跟前。
And trust thee.
我们相信你。
To lead us to the very end.
你要带我们直到到底。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名付求。
阿们。
阿们。